Hi, lovies.
My makeup with me
as I tell you a little bit about myself, who I am, where I'm from, and that relates to my recent video on TikTok. My name is Kia. I'll be turning 22 in a few days. Home is Hammanskraal. Home is Messina, all the way in Limpopo. I am half Venda and half Tsonga. I am currently studying grad. I'm a mom of one. I have a 1-year-old baby boy. He is literally my life. So, just to touch base, I come from a very, I don't know if I should say subtle, but I grew up in a family of boys, right? I'm the only girl at home, surrounded by three boys. Growing up, I always felt like majority of the weight, responsibilities, chores, weighs down onto me. Why? Because I'm the only girl. It's quite a bit sad that I don't have like an open relationship with my mom, including my dad. I'm close with my younger sibling, but obviously I can't share everything with him. I grew up in a household where it's a bit difficult to share your emotions, right? You can't just freely, openly, so express yourself about certain things that make you feel in a certain way. Growing up, I've always been a naughty baby. I've always, you know, having strict parents, you just lie for no reason. You're just so used to lying because you don't want to get in trouble, so you always lie, you know. It ruined me a lot because I used to be bullied a lot by people in the older grades. Back in primary, I used to be bullied a lot. I used to be called nicknames. They call me Mango. I think because I was one of the cute, chubby little girls in primary, you know, to stand up for themselves. I was just always the quiet one, right? So, there's a lot to unpack, but I'm just gonna say whatever I can in this short period of time. My son is coming back from daycare, so I won't have much time to be yapping. I experienced my first heartbreak when I was 16. I know. I managed to deal with it, right? I've always centered my life around relationships. Be by myself. I think that thing of seeking male validation came from not having a relationship, a close relationship with my dad, right? I'm not speaking bad about him. I just wish he was a bit more softer with me. Damn, that nigga gave me trauma. And a big shout out to my dad. You know, he's a provider. He's just very strict, and it just happened that I'm a very soft person, you know. I just can't handle the strictness. I never wanted to be alone, so every time I get disappointed by men, it would calculate back to being disappointed by my father. I've grown to understand that nobody is coming to save you. No one. You need to be there for yourself. Try and center your life. God. You know, because life is getting difficult every day. Childhood is not looking good. So I've been suffering from postpartum depression. When I communicate it to my mom, she just thinks that I'm toying around, which is a bit disappointing coming from a woman with four kids. A few days ago, she came to me and said that I saw the video you posted about cutting your hair. And then the only thing she was concerned about is me cutting my hair in the bathroom. She's like, why didn't you go out to cut the hair? So in my head, I'm like, girl, is that the only thing you're going to focus on? Me cutting my hair inside the house? Really? So that thing, it kind of, it hurt me. That just gives you guys a pretty clear and vivid idea of what I'm dealing with, right? Unfortunately, life can get pretty rough for everything that you cannot control. Just give it to God. Give it to God, pray, drink your water, stay hydrated. I think I have finally gained the confidence to sit in front of a camera and speak, right? Not really good with articulating myself. If I have to create TikTok as my safe space, then I really need to learn how to engage, how to talk to people, you know. And now, now I'm learning to choose me. Depression isn't just something you wake up from, but the more I talk about it, the lighter it gets. And you can't keep bottling things up. You can't talk about it, baby girl. If you are watching this and you ever felt like the weight of being the stronger one, then baby girl, you are not alone. And I want, you don't always have to be the stronger one. Sometimes let that ship sink. Let it sink. Let it sink. However, I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna remove this makeup after recording. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. Feel free to comment anything that you want to comment, as especially regarding the mental health issue. Just hit me on my inbox. Thank you guys, and I'm gonna see you on the next one. Okay.